The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Well, you said it earlier, Mahoney. The summer months are coming up, and everyone's looking for that summer love, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people like get spring fever. Sure, yeah. And so our job here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is to help people find that love through the Missed Connection Inspection. People will go online many times when they've just had a brief encounter with somebody, and they'll post about the things that they remember, hoping that maybe that same person felt the connection that they did, and that they can go on to that same internet and find the post that describes them so perfectly, and that real connection can be made.
These come to us today from Craigslist, the hub of all love.
The hub of love.
The hub of love on the internet. But Casual Encounters is now gone. So, Ian, where do you find most of these posts that you are finding for us?
Well, if you dig into the bowels of the community section, you will find that there is a Missed Connection tab still there.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Highly regulated, though, so you will see a post, and then 2 minutes later, you'll see it was taken down. But nonetheless, love is still meant to be
still
found on
hookers.
Craigslist.
Still a lot of hookers on Craigslist?
Oh, so many hookers.
Okay. Lots of hookers.
Just check.
This one is entitled, You Work at Tide Cleaners. Sylvia, as a woman, tell me how you feel about this. Some guy posted this for a girl named Shania. Your name is Shania, but you can't sing. You're a perfect 10, but you don't think so. Me, I'm just an admirer. I have the ability to read people. I've been told that I'm intuitive.
Oh, boy.
Each time we've interacted, I sense that you feel misunderstood by most, even those closest to you. You have a yearning for someone, anyone, to see the real you. Well, I see you, and you're remarkable.
I feel like that guy is going to be like one of those people who like, who are going to like, how do I explain it?
He wants they to kind wear of like, her skin
off,
for
yes,
a coat.
Yes.
Yeah, and drive through three
basically,
states.
And just be like, no, you're okay.
But this human skin coat is only dry clean only.
Yes.
So luckily you work at Tide Cleaners.
Perfect.
But also he's like, no, you're okay. Like, I'll wear your skin. You're going to love it.
You'll be a beautiful when we're one.
Yeah, like I know what you like.
Dave, also, not Shania, Shania.
That's
That's why he made the singing reference. Yeah, referencing Shania Twain.
I thought that maybe he heard her sing.
Okay. All right.
Reading's hard.
Yeah. Shania.
Shania. You can't sing, but I think you're perfect.
That's what you're going to glean out of all of this?
Well, I mean, you
how about this one? This one is true love, clearly.
What's that?
It's just titled, At a Glance. Glance, a smile at work. I always catch you smiling at me or admiring me from afar. You're in your 40s, still living with your parents. Softball player, no kids, but someday want some. HSV. I prefer a man who knows what he wants and is not afraid to ask me out.
What's HSV?
Yeah.
Herpes simplex virus.
So go back to that part again. Read that part again. So
it's sort of just a word salad here. In your 40s, still living with your parents, softball player, no kids, but someday want some, HSV, I prefer a man who knows what he wants and is not afraid to ask me out.
Is this a woman for a man?
Yes.
But she has herpes, so she's kind of
But he's a 40-year-old washed-up softball player who's living with his mom.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just got to get the hurt, man.
You only get it once.
Yeah, right?
Right?
You just take some of that Valtrex, you can go on canoe rides and all sorts of fun stuff.
They always
active.
Make it look really happy.
You'll hold hands in a bathtub afterwards.
We promise. That's
a different pill.
It's whatever. You combine the two.
This one, entitled Adult Theater in all caps.
Oh, no.
Just taking a long shot at the adult theater, met a mature man. I grabbed your hand and hopefully pleased you. It's been a very long time since I was there, and I'm glad that I went today. It was about 1:15 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
If this is you and you would like more, I would love to do it again. I am married, but please contact me. Tell me what you were wearing so I know it's you. As you left, you patted me on the back as a way of saying thanks.
No, that means he's not interested.
Okay. Is this a man for a man?
Yes.
It's got to be, right?
No.
Man for a man.
No, might as well just like, good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
I don't want to speculate, but was this Albany or was this Las Vegas?
Oh, this is definitely Albany.
That was Albany?
Albany has an adult theater and... there's a couple in here today from the adult theater.
When we make our way to Albany, that's not on our
You guys can go. I've
come
read
on.
So much about this place already.
I
don't want to.
Have you read any Yelp reviews from the place?
any Yelp reviews from a lady named Kathy by chance?
Karen. It's Karen.
Oh, whatever. You know what I mean. Shania. We crossed paths, literally. We were each hiking up a hill. I was the bearded guy. You were the curvy blonde. We talked about the view and how our situations are a little complicated. You said you wished you had a friend that could help you find comfort now and then. I was taken back by your bluntness and just laughed, but now I wish I'd shown you more interest. If you happen to read this and remember our conversation, please respond so we can meet up for another hike and an oral exercise, as you suggested. What?
Whoa.
You passed on that? You...
Well, I mean, she's hiking, you know.
Whatever.
Yoga
no,
pants.
Man. Who cares?
Yes, you know, sweaty.
You know, he's tall. What?
Everyone's sweaty.
Well, who cares? That's true.
He didn't trim his beard.
Well, carrying a canteen?
Canteen.
Moderate.
Spray bottle.
Also,
all right.
It's good.
I'm shocked that that's how that turned out, because usually, if you're hiking, who stops if you see somebody walking the other way? Don't stop and make conversation with me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, nice beard. I'd like some oral pleasure.
Jesus.
What?
We're out of the middle of nowhere.
What the hell
are
you talking about, Shania? This one's strange. It's entitled Gorgeous Female Bodybuilder. We were chatting for a few minutes about my weight loss. Dad bod, right?
LOL.
You're absolutely stunning, all caps. You look a bit older than the average bodybuilder competitor.
Oh, God. You messed it up. With that.
But I bet you can still show those young girls a few things, winky smiley face. I got the distinct impression, based on a few things that you said, that you identify as a submissive or would like to explore that type of relationship. If I'm wrong, I sincerely apologize. If I'm right, I'd love to chat with you outside the gym and see if we're a good fit for the long term. You can help me with my physical journey, and I'll help you with the mind, heart, soul parts of life.
Oh,
boy.
No, you called her old in the beginning. It's done.
Yeah.
You're older than most. And you look like you're a submissive.
Jesus, you look like a boot lady. What's wrong with you?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.